Get a Move On has become, I guess, something of a kind of an electro swing anthem. Is that a genre that you, like, feel much affinity with? Because I guess a lot of your other material doesn't really fit in with that kind of
genre. Well, the thing is, Get a Move On, I mean, for a start, it doesn't sample a swing tune, as you know, it's Moondog. And that was... Because for me, the only other stuff I've heard that kind of modern updates of swing...
Mm-hmm.
I think that Charlie Colello Orchestra version of Benny, you know, the Sing 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 tune, that's great, but that's like a disco tune from about 1980.
Mm-hmm.
And then the only other kind of, I suppose, sort of dance music meets samples of old 1920s and 1930s kind of Chicago swing music of people like Mike Grant and maybe some of the Greenskeepers stuff, and you know, from Chicago, and most of that's not that good either.
Yeah.
The thing about Get a Move On is it came about completely accidentally, whereas a lot of this electro swing stuff is like, well, I love all that old sort of 30s, 40s, and 50s stuff. It doesn't need a beat on it.
You know,
why kind of slap a massive beat under something? It's just all a bit novel. I've not heard one electro swing tune I like. It just seems a bit like Big Beat, you know what I mean? It's a bit cheesy and a bit like, I don't know, because I've got a lot of mates who play all the original pre-war jazz and that sort of stuff, and it's brilliant.
Yeah.
You know, it's dirty and it's raw, and the kind of electro bit of it just kind of makes it into, I don't know, sort of Jive Bunny.
Yeah.
It's not brought anything, it's definitely not more than the sum of its parts. It's basically, you know, it's like, it's pretty much ruined all the original old swing music just by updating it in a manner which actually loses all the swing. There's no swing to it, you know. And I love original swing music. I love, you know, electro music. If you're talking about all the early 80s electro and Kraftwerk and stuff,
yeah.
But the combination of the two is like, I'm sure there's more interesting ways of doing it than whacking a beat over.
Yeah,
an already good tune that doesn't need it, because you see, you know, you see how a lot of the, you know, the Lindy Hoppers and people like that dance to the original swing and kind of blues and jazz and stuff like that, and you know that you know they're extremely good evidence of why this music doesn't need anything shoving on top of it.
Yeah.
I mean, there've been some great hip hop tunes that have sampled kind of old, you know, sort of quirky, crusty jazz and things like that,
but this kind of electro swing
phenomenon, I've had loads of people asking me about it, because I understand that Get a Move On is seen as quite central to that genre, I don't get it at all. It's like,
it's interesting, you brought up like the hip-hop stuff, and like one of the sound providers like do so much of
yes.
that, and there's like, it just works, it feels right. And I think you're right to say that kind of with hip-hop and stuff, it does, it like meshes a lot more naturally. And I wonder
I think that's it, because, you know, like, you know, Get a Move On is an old crackly 70s funk drum break.
Yeah.
You know, some disco drums off a kid's record. It's, you know, it's a bit of trumpet off one record. It's a bit of sax off another. It's a little bit of, you know, T-Bone Walker vocals. So it's kind of all, the sound sources are all off vinyl, and that comes from a record collective mentality where I understand each of the musics that I'm sampling.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the electro swing thing, it's just, I don't know, it's just sort of unnecessary, you know what I mean? If it was good, I'd celebrate it, you know. I love mashing genres together and combining stuff, but I don't know, it just seems a bit of a product of that kind of mashup sort of craze which has been going on for the last 10 or 15 years, which kind of, you know, there just seems to be loads of combining different tunes, not particularly well, but I don't know, when I grew up, that's what DJs did all night, and there wasn't loads of fuss made, you know, and if you had a good mix, you wouldn't automatically then release it. It's like, well, that's part of a DJ's job, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you know, so were mashups, most of them were abysmal.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, this isn't improving an original record, it's kind of, it's more for people who are too scared to play the original.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the same way you used to get loads of house remixes of soul tunes and all that. And it's like, if it's a good house remix, brilliant. You know, a good remix is an art form. But when it's just like a major label putting out 15 different versions of people for different markets, it's like, well, I'd just rather have one good version of a tune and people have to work that into the sets. You know what I mean? It's kind of a lot of the kind of remixing and modernizing stuff when it's just pandering to the unadventurous DJs who wouldn't play it otherwise. And that to me is like, well, you know, why can't you mix old original swing with house music live in a club?
Yeah.
Do it properly, you know, you can loop it on CDs or whatever and just do something fresh and live. Mm-hmm. But as you gather, I don't like electro swing.
Yeah,
at all.
No, that's fair enough. But
then if you've heard something good, then please tell me about it, because I've had this conversation with lots of, you know, kind of people who release that stuff, and it's like, look, I've not heard anything good, but please convert me.
Yeah.
You know, there must be something good in there that I've not heard. Maybe I'm missing it because, you know, the idea doesn't really appeal to me, so I don't know.
I was
pleased.
No, well, I don't have any immediate recommendations for you. If I find anything by the time that you come up to play, maybe I'll find you in the direction, but I'm not sure I'll have any success.